opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. How you guys doing out there? I'm Mark Kent, and I'm hosting today for Carl and Linda Bott, and I'm here with my sidekick, and I don't know if she likes that sidekick thing, but...
I'll take it this morning. Good morning.
My sister Linda Kent, and we're in here subbing for Carl and Linda today, so... You know, we are real happy and glad that they brought us in here. Today is May 21st, 2012. I'm typically hosting Sovereign Minds on 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. And so if you've been listening to our program at all, you realize a lot of the stuff that we've been covering with economics and all the Sheriff Arpaio criminal investigation of the documents, the birth certificate and the selective service, and that seems to be blowing up into a bigger and bigger thing. Do we have any announcements? Reading Tea Party tonight? Or veterans?
Well, yeah, we have Reading Tea Party tonight. I'm not sure what we're doing.
And maybe Elizabeth will call in at 8 and let us know.
Let us know, but it's at 6 p.m., like every Monday night.
Very good. At 2570 South Bonnyview, Destiny Fellowship.
We're just not quite with it yet,
folks.
We're
this
still is a little
early,
different on Monday morning.
A little different. Maybe we need more coffee.
I can tell you one thing. The guest that we had on yesterday morning on We the People, Ronnie Reardon,
He was very good.
He can't be there in person tonight. He had to go on to Reno, but we're going to have a video of him at the Tea Party meeting tonight.
Oh, very good. Thanks,
all right.
Bob.
Well, thanks, Bob, for the update. We needed that.
I have a couple of quotes for this morning. Everybody knows I like to start my day off with quotes, and you can gleam a lot of wisdom from quotes if you try to figure out what they're telling you. Sometimes it's easy to figure out what they're telling you, and sometimes it's kind of coded, and you have to really think. This one is, the best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. And that's Helen Keller. That one's pretty good and self-explanatory. I like this one. This is, you were born an original, don't die a copy. And that was John Mason.
Very nice.
I like that one. Yeah. So let's go to a couple of our updates here. Let's see. This one's kind of interesting. Goldman Sachs accidentally released incredibly embarrassing documents show how Goldman was naked short selling. Boy, this is a good one. It doesn't happen often, but sometimes God smiles on us. This is from Rolling Stone Politics. I went over this a little bit on Saturday, but I kind of wanted to get it into a little farther here. Anyway, sometimes God smiles on us. Last week, he smiled on investigative reporters everywhere when the lawyers for Goldman Sachs slipped on a whopper of a legal banana peel, inadvertently delivering some of the bank's darker secrets into the hands of the public. The lawyers for Goldman Sachs and Bank of America Merrill Lynch have been involved in the legal battle for some time, primarily with the retail giant Overstock.com, but also with Rolling Stone, The Economist, Bloomberg, and The New York Times. The banks have been fighting us to, keep certain sealed documents, and these surfaced in the discovery process of an untimely, unsuccessful lawsuit filed by Overstock against the banks. Now, what's interesting about this is, the stuff that they released, you'll have to go to the article and read some of it, but I'll tell you, I'm scrolling down through this thing and, there's, what they're saying is absolutely, off the charts. But let me give you a quick primer on what a naked short sale is. First of all, naked short selling, which is a completely legal, short selling, which is completely legal and often beneficial activity, is when an investor bets that the value of a stock will decline. You do this first by borrowing and then selling the stock at its current price. Then after the price drops, you go out, buy the same number of shares at the reduced price, and then you return your shares to the original lenders. So basically you make the spread, and you profit on that. So, When you earn a profit on you earn a profit on the difference between the original price and the new lower one. What matters here is the technical issue of how you borrow the stock. Typically, if you're a hedge fund and you want to short a company, you go to some big shot investment bank like Goldman or Morgan and place the order. Then you go out into the world and find the shares of the stock that you want to short, borrow them for you, then physically settle the trade later. But sometimes it's not easy to find those shares. Sometimes those shares are controlled by investors who might have no interest in lending them out. Sometimes there's such scarcity of a borrowable share that the banks, brokers, and Goldman have to pay a fee to that. So that's how you do a short sell. But a naked short sell is completely different. That's actually illegal to naked short. That's when you don't have anything backing on the stock. You've basically are not borrowing the money. Anyway, you're floating it. So this sounds complicated, but naked short selling in essence is selling stock you do not have. In other words, you went out and you shorted the stock, but you don't have the stock to sell, and so then you have to go look for it. So if you don't have to actually, if you don't actually locate and borrow the stock before you short it, you're creating a artificial supply of stock shares is what it comes down to. In this case, that results in an absurdity like the following disclosure in this document, in which a Goldman Sachs executive admitted in a 2006 email that just a little bit too much trading and overstock was going on 2 months ago. 107% of the floating was short. So, in other words, this thing is, these guys are doing something that they're not supposed to be doing, and, it's impossibility. In other words, 107% of the overstock shares available for trade was short, a physical impossibility unless someone was somehow creating an artificial supply of the stock. So, it just goes on and it gets worse and worse and worse. And, we all know that we had seen some of the prior stuff from Goldman Sachs about, what they thought about their guys, the people, their clients were Muppets and so forth. So I would highly suggest you go and read this whole article at rollingstone.com.
Isn't that like counterfeiting stocks almost, printing money?
It is kind of, yes. and in the big picture, so this is a real real problem for them, letting this document out. And these guys are supposed to be knowing, no better than to do this. So we got to go to a break here.
It is time for our Wells Fargo advisors to let us know what's happening in the markets. We have Chris Lasondak with Wells Fargo Advisors. And Chris, what's happening in the markets?
Well, good morning, Bob. We're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 42 points at 12,413. The S&P 500 is adding 5 points at 1,300 even, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 15 points at 2,793. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 124 million shares. Looking at some of today's most actively traded issues, Bank of America down 4 cents at $6.98. J.P. Morgan Chase off 49 cents at $33 even. Facebook down $4.15 at $34.01. And Ford is up 3 cents at $10.04. Of local interest, PG&E down 7 cents at $43.37. Safeway is up 30 cents at $18.69. And North Valley Bank is unchanged at $12.60. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.74%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.3%. Oil is up 36 cents a barrel at $91.84. And precious metals are mixed, with gold up $1.40 an ounce at $15.93.31, while silver is down 28 cents at $28.35. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Real quick look at the weather. Partly sunny today, a high near 84, somewhat humid. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 56. Mostly sunny for your Tuesday, and a high near 80 right now. We are looking at about 66 degrees in downtown Reading.
Well, very good. We're back. I kind of wanted to finish this story and then we'll get out of here. But, this short selling thing from Goldman Sachs is kind of a big deal because, these guys, released this unredacted document, and basically, they using a expletive, they're going blank the compliance area, procedures and slimmagers. and this chirps Peter Meltz, former president of Merrill Lynch Professional Clearing Corporation, when a subordinate worries about the company failing to comply with the rules governing short sales. So basically what these guys are saying is the rules don't apply to them. They'll do whatever they want. And they don't really care. And if this document hadn't been released, so basically what it's coming down to is you got a rigged market out there. These guys are rigging the market. They don't even care. And nobody's calling them to account. So that's an important story, I think, that we should be seeing in the mainstream media.
Yeah, I was going to say, and are we seeing it like we should be in the mainstream media?
Yeah, a lot of this stuff just doesn't seem to make the mainstream media, and it's kind of interesting. So I have another piece here, 18 signs that the banking crisis in Europe has just gone from bad to worse. This comes from the economiccollapseblog.com. And, basically what's happening in Europe is not good, guys. We got Greece getting ready to default. We've got, Spain is being downgraded, and I'll kind of go through this. You got 16 Spanish banks being downgraded, and overall, their stocks have been dropping, Bankia by 61%. Shares of the largest bank in Italy dropped, on Thursday. So this is just getting worse and worse and worse. The 10-year yield on Spanish bonds is going above 6%. So, how much time do we have, before we go to a break there, Bob?
We have to break now, sir.
Okay, very good.
Okay, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
All right, we'll be right back.
County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways, and at 1 p.m. three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Curves Fitness for Women, Walter Hurst Insurance, Addis Healthcare, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, Mercy Home Health and Hospice. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
We're back.
That's going back a little ways there.
Yeah, that's going back to we're kind of playing a little bit of a cowboy theme because of the rodeo. So I figured I'd you know, kind of go back to some old stuff there and have some fun with it. So anyway, we're back and we're talking about this European debt problem over here that's going to contagion into the U.S. pretty soon. They're in denial. A lot of people don't want to talk about this, but the truth is that you know, Greece is a small potato, but it's the domino that's starting to fall apart, and it's contagioning out in Europe. Of course, we have the last thing I looked at was a $223 trillion derivatives problem, and that source is the U.S. Department of Treasury, U.S. Department, and so you know, taking a look at J.P. Morgan, who has 34% share of that, you know, this $2 billion loss they're talking about that seems to be escalating up and up and up and up, their exposure is at least $100 billion. In the present problem, and their derivatives exposure is, you know, like $78 trillion. So when we talk about this contagioning from Europe, it's because all of these guys have been lending money to each other through these derivatives and these mortgage-backed securities and the commodities derivatives. They've sold and resold and sold and resold everything under the sun for quite some time now. Now the piper is coming, you know, is starting to have to pay the piper here. And people don't realize that that is also going to be our problem here pretty soon. I mean, so let's go back to our article here. The 10-year yield on Spanish bonds is above 6%. Once it gets to 7%, it's going to be hard for the government to pay their loans. Number seven, 8 times more money than usual has been pulled out of Greek banks. People don't realize, and the mainstream media is not telling us, there's runs on banks going on in Europe right now.
Are they actually able to get their money out?
Well, that's the problem with the bank run, is it starts out, who's ever first in line does all right until the bank runs out of money, and then they're insolvent, they shut the doors, and then they start to, you know, so like in Argentina, for example, you know, they leak a little bit out. You could get $120 a week or $220 a week, and that's it. See, so that's a problem. Okay, number eight, Fitch had slashed the long-term credit rating from Greece from B- to CCC. Okay, and so what that means is that it's getting worse and worse and worse for Greece, but that's affecting other banks. European Central Bank has cut off direct lending to at least 4 Greek banks. Here's something to consider. According to a recent German document, financial records at the Ministry of Finance in Athens are being stored in garbage bags and shopping carts. So that ought to tell you a couple of things here about what's going on in Greece. Now we're going to go to a break here in just a minute, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more about this, and that's going into Spain and France and Italy and so forth.
Very nice. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media.
Down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to put no bandit run.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, it seems like more and more we're being stifled. All them colorful words I once used now are wrong. So before we lose our free speech and our rifles, allow me to elaborate in this song. Life ain't nothing like a bowl of cherry. There's too little laughter and too much sorrow. It's more like a jar of jalapenos. Cause what you do and stay today.
Yeah, I think we're going to break in there, and we'll cut that off. I think you got the idea on that one, guys. The Bellamy Brothers, that's a great song. Jalapenos. So, getting back to our article here, you know, we've got number 11 on this chart of hits. The euro hit a four-month low against U.S. dollar on Thursday. Number 12, it has been announced that the Spanish economy and the Italian economy are officially in recession.
Really?
I guess they have to be rioting in the streets before you're not in recovery anymore.
Oh, is that it? There's got to be gangs going on and everybody getting blood.
I guess
people being beat up and.
Yeah, so I guess, like I say, we're still in recovery here officially. Spanish government, this number 13, the Spanish government is becoming increasingly concerned about the bad loans that are mounting at the major Spanish banks, really. This is from an article in a recent Bloomberg article. The government has asked lenders to increase provisions for bad debts by 54 billion euros. That's $70 billion to 160 billion euros. That's enough to cover loss of about 50% of the loan. Do you guys get this? I mean, these guys are just kicking the can down the road. We have this G8 summit over the weekend because they're going to solve the problem. They can't solve this problem. All they can do is try to make it look like they're solving the problem, because what's going to solve this problem is having a big deleverage or a hyperinflation. Either way, you got a real problem. So
yeah, and you got to wonder, all the ones that attended the summit all have huge deficits.
Yeah,
you know.
It's like,
okay.
Yeah,
so they know how to fix the problem, right?
Yeah, exactly. So civil unrest is rising to dangerous levels in Italy. They just assigned 550 individuals as insecurity or to bodyguards, or 550 individuals they assigned bodyguards to because of violence relating to the economic crisis. It's just unbelievable. Governments are all over Europe making preparation for the Greek exit from the euro. So, I think we got to go to a break here. And once we do that, I'll come back and finish this story, and then we'll be on track. We got a little bit screwed up here.
Okay, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. From the
Fox Business Network. Wall Street is kicking off the trading day in the green just barely. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 13 points. Shares of equipment supplier Cooper Industries are on the rise on news of a buyout. Industrial manufacturer Eaton Corporation is buying Cooper for $11.8 billion. The move will boost Eaton's capabilities and form a premier global power management company. The deal is expected to close later this year. On the flip side, Facebook shares are tumbling on its second day as a publicly traded company. The social networking site is trading below its initial public offering of $38 a share. Facebook made its Wall Street debut on Friday after its $16 billion IPO. And NASDAQ is changing its initial public offering trading procedures following the glitches in Facebook's market debut. Some traders didn't know for hours if their orders for shares had been completed. The exchange operator says the modifications will prevent the problems from recurring. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long, so comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle insoles.
Only the 2-Ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle insole. Available at Walmart.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Hi there, this is Christy Camp from Wind River Casino. Wind River Casino and Redding Rancheria are partnering up with Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. I'll be dancing with the stars to raise money for Shasta Women's Refuge. Join us on Wednesday, May 23rd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Elements Restaurant, located inside Wind River Casino, to support myself and Monica in Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. 20% of all sales will go to the benefit of Shasta Women's Refuge. We'll be featuring our new Kansas City style smoked pork ribs starting at $12.95. Dine and donate with us on May 23rd and support us in our fundraising for helping victims of domestic violence. But that's not all. Play Double Action Bingo all month long. Only $3 a game for a chance at $500. 10% of all Double Action sales go to the Shasta Women's Refuge. You can also help by purchasing a star at the River Club. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. You can also look for Team Chris and Monica on Facebook. And remember, it's always better on the river.
This Memorial Day, honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is Steve Jorgensen. Join us on Monday, May 28th, starting at 5:55 in the afternoon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. The program will focus on the significance, traditions, and history of why we as a nation observe Memorial Day each year. Be a part of this special event to honor our heroes at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, Monday, May 28th, beginning at 5:55. Thank you.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interest by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Guitars are too good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew up on Hilltop Drive at 2143 Hilltop. Joe and Shelly will take real good care of you with the biggest walk-in humidor in the area. And, of course, Espresso Joe's, your local coffee shop with so much more to offer. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Very good. That's Willie and Waylon there. Waylon, I guess, without Willie. Anyway, we're back. I want to finish the story, and then I want to move on to a couple other things. Okay. Right now, according to CNBC, the banking crisis in Europe is beginning to affect global trade. The Eurozone debt crisis is affecting trade as companies shy away from dealing with firms and banks in countries deemed to be at risk of contagion, a senior banking banker said on Thursday. So this is keeps getting bigger. Moody's downgraded the credit rating of 26 Italian banks last Monday, and it also announced that it's reviewing the credit rating of 114 more European financial institutes. Newspaper all over the globe are breathlessly, you know, thinking about this Greek exit from the euro, because if that happens, there's going to be a default, and if that does happen, and it looks like it's going to, there's going to be bank runs all over Europe. And so this is going to get worse.
Yeah, that's going to create a lot of chaos, more than what's already going on over there.
Okay, enough of that. Let's move on. This is an interesting story. I got emailed to me about this is unbelievable. I can't even tell you how this makes me so angry. It says, no wonder Congress can't find ways to trim the U.S. budget. Remember, there's been no cost of living for seniors in the last 3 years. Well, this shows the White House's top 20 raises. And it is unbelievable. I mean, we got special assistant to the president for economic policy, got an 83% increase in his salary from $71,400 to $130,005. Okay, we've got Heather Ziegel, deputy assistant to the president for energy and climate change, from $100,000 a year to $140,000 a year. And this goes on and on and on. These raises, there's like, 20 of these raises, and it's from 17% up to 86% for all members of Obama's White House staff. And he wants to raise our taxes. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, one of these things he raised the salary of the director of African American media. So we've got the director of and what is the director? This is Kevin Lewis, the director of African American media, went from $42,000 a year to $78,000 a year. So when was the last time you got a $36,000 a year raise?
Let me think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and I also believe they haven't gave the seniors a raise.
Yeah, in 3 years.
For 3 years. So
when this guy starts talking about, oh, we need to raise taxes, he hasn't even considered stopping spending. Look what he's doing to his own White House staff. I don't even know what this adds up to, what the increase is, but it's a lot. And this guy's so disingenuous, it's ridiculous. It's unbelievable that this guy's sitting there going, oh, you know, we got to keep going after the evil rich and all this stuff. But, you know, he doesn't even slow down on the spending.
No, he sure doesn't.
Yeah,
he doesn't have any problem spending it up on that level.
Oh, no. I mean, it's like, you know, it's the evil rich is going to solve the problem. Really? This is unbelievable. So anybody who's buying
that. You got to throw the Republicans in there, too, you know.
Yeah, the evil rich Republicans. Yeah, I mean, those are the guys that need to, you know, I mean, they should all be in jail.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I guess stealing is not stealing if the government does it. So let's see, if I steal from you, and that's stealing, I go to jail. But if the government steals from you, then that's called tax.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Really? Well, not supposedly. The founding father said a direct tax should never be allowed in the country because that you'd, you know, once the government got the power to tax you, they got the power to destroy you. And if I can take a dollar from you one day and distribute it to another person over there, then what I can do is I can take anything I want from everybody. Once I have that power, who's to say I can't take 100% of what you have and give it to that guy over there? And the guy that's getting it, he thinks he's getting a great thing by, oh, gee, I'm on the receiving end this time, so it's great. You know, but what happens when...
when it goes the other way.
When it goes the other way, when they go, hey, now you got too much money because you took their money and gave it. So the power to tax is the power to give all of the power to the federal government on a direct income tax so they can basically control everyone and everything. And I don't think people get that very much. I mean, it's ridiculous. So
yeah, they need to start waking up because that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have anything. We're not going to have private property, freedoms, or liberties if we keep this up.
So this redistribution thing is garbage. What that does is makes everybody poor. Okay. So we're going to go to a break right now, and we'll be right back, and I have another story.
All right. This is KCNR 1460, Chefs to Reading, home of the Free Fire Media.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Reading for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds. Too much corruption and crime in the streets. It's time to long arm.
This portion of Free Fire Media brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by, visit them today. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading. Crown Motors.
Very good. We're back. It's 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire. Listen, I've got a story here that's very interesting, and this comes from the Huffington Post of all places, the Huff Post, and it was written by a gal or a guy, Robin Corner, And I find this interesting, and this is about Ron Paul supporters and this whole thing coming up into the convention here. It says, many of Ron Paul supporters are currently abuzz with a letter that was written by Jennifer Sheehan, the RNC's legal counsel in 2008, which appears to state that no delegates to the GOP convention is bound by his state to vote for a particular candidate. The excitement derives from the fact, if it were true, an outright Romney victory in the first round of voting at the convention in Tampa would be rather unlikely. But if it's not true, I'm sure that the GOP will change the rules if necessary to make it untrue. There may be as much excitement to be had in the possibility of something that is rather more in the control of Paul supporters. Now, is this a big deal? Here's the what if question. What if Paul supporters just ignore the binding rules and vote their conscience? What if in Tampa, all of those Paul supporters who are bound by the state rules to vote for Romney put the ball firmly back in the GOP's court and say, your move. One's first reaction might be to point out that if that were possible, it would have happened before. But that would be a mistake. The GOP is now in uncharted territory. Romney's support has proven so shallow and Paul so deep all over the country at GOP meetings in which delegates are selected to represent a county at the state convention or at a state national convention. There are too many Paulites in the room to allow pro-Romney party officials to get their favorite slates pushed through without underhanded shenanigans. This is having important effects. The most immediately important of these is that in states where delegates are bound to vote for the candidate who won the state's primary vote, often Romney's, the delegates who care enough to actually participate in the process are Paul supporters, and they are selecting Paul favoring delegates. For example, the 28 delegates that Nevada will be sending to Tampa, 8 are bound to Paul and 20 are bound to Romney. 14 of Romney's 20 are really Paul supporters who'd only be voting for Romney because they're bound to, and in Colorado, the same thing. 14 delegates are bound to Romney and 2 for Paul, where the official numbers don't say is that 16 uncommitted are probably Paul supporters. So this is getting interesting to see what's going to happen here. So if the Paul supporters were not bound, they may indeed have the numbers and therefore the means to stop Romney in the first round of voting. But would they have the chutzpah to unbind themselves and a reasonable expectation that if they caused a creative chaos, the outcome could be favorable? I think they do, courtesy of the GOP itself. Romney's Achilles heel is a moral one. It is the sum of all the cheating that has been done in the party in favor of the party. For example, in Oklahoma, party officials pulled out a ballroom divider to cordon off Ron Paul supporters and shut them out of participation. Later, they turned out the lights. Voice votes were clearly lost and were declared won. In Alaska, party officials defeated the majority by retaining the committee which interpreted the rules, and later after taking the delegates reluctantly gave up the party control to the new majority but transferred all of the money out of the Republican Party accounts. In Virginia, at a district convention, officials coaxed the Ron Paul delegates outside and then locked the door. The pastor of the church that was hosting the event was himself locked out. In Missouri, officials had all the delegates sign up at the county conventions and then had their county chairman take the rolls outside and lock them in their car trunk so they could block roll call voting and have their chairman declare lost voice votes as a one, and so on and so on. So what happens here is that if these guys go to this convention that are supposed to be bound to Romney, and they say, and there's a rule from this letter, this attorney they're talking about, Rule 38, that says no state delegates are bound, period, under their own rules. They can go to this convention and go, hey, we're not voting for Romney anymore. And I'm just pointing this out because this could be an interesting turn of events. And so imagine that. Imagine that they would have their so-called Ron Paul revolution televised.
Yeah, and that would be amazing.
Yeah, and this could be the very stuff that cable info entertainment is made of. So when a reporter from CNN interviewed a delegate from Nevada with a faintly disapproving confusion, the delegate might say, "We wish we didn't have to do it, but at the state convention in 2008, the party officers turned out the lights and left in the middle of the meeting, so our votes for Ron Paul just wouldn't be counted, so we think it's payback time." So this goes on, and I would venture to say this could cause a lot of upheaval in the party And so, you know, what, if this happens, if it were to disqualify all those self-appointed delegates, the fracture, and more importantly, the story that told would be huge. The Democrats would eat up and the GOP would have to have just told 20% of their own base that they're not wanted. Even if Romney could still win the nomination, the GOP would have just lost the election. So this could get really, really bad. So the better course would be for the GOP to count Ron Paul's delegates, and Romney would be unlikely to win in the first round. His mantle as the one who would obviously beat Obama would be tarnished if he couldn't clearly beat his one Republican rival. Not only the Liberty Republicans, but also the social conservatives who never really trusted Romney in the first place would be in a position. So anyway, I'll come back and finish the story. There's just a couple more lines and we'll go to a break right now.
All right. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Ask yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County. Paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire.
Except we're not sovereign minds.
I guess we're not sovereign minds today. What are we?
We're Carl and Linda,
free
I think.
Fire radio.
Free fire radio. I can't keep up. I need more coffee.
Learn it. Live it.
Learn it. Live it. Love it.
Love it.
Anyway, getting back to the story, it's very interesting how this could work out in this Tampa convention. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter really what side of the aisle you're on, but the fact that this is could be a totally brokered convention makes this thing completely interesting. It might be something we've never seen in our lifetime. So once the you know, everyone knows that on a second ballot, okay, so let me go back up here. So the better course would be for the GOP to count the delegates, and Romney would be unlikely to win in the first round. His man will be one who could obviously beat as the one to beat Obama would be tarnished. So what do we got?
5 minutes?
Okay. So we're getting in sync here at some point. So anyway, beat Obama would be tarnished, but if he couldn't clearly beat the first, his one Republican rival. Now the only liberty that I'll get here would be positioned to choose a candidate they cared for in the subsequent round. So if that's so the narrative could really change here. Everyone knows that in the second ballot, Romney's vote would fall, making him less credible. And here's the safest bet in American politics. Paul's rises, making him the most exciting ticket in town. So the possibilities here are pretty interesting of what could happen. Now, whether that happens or not remains to be seen. Once the inevitability of Romney's nomination disappears, everyone will be free to admit that the only illusion of it was only an illusion of inevitability that made him look like, well, the inevitable candidate in the first place. So anyway, this is this possible or is this fantasy? I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. At the time of this that this was written, the official bound state delegate count out of the few states that have already held their state conventions was 33 for Paul and 73 for Romney. But the number of delegates from these states that are known to favor Paul and Romney are 65 and 59 respectively. All other delegate numbers at this point are projections or speculation. So when you think about that, those who look at the mountain that Ron Paul has to climb and wonder how might find their answer by looking at the mountain that Romney has to tumble down and ask the very same question. So I just thought that was a very interesting take on this convention because, you know, the reports we've been getting is Romney's already got this thing sewn up.
Exactly. The media.
The mainstream
media
says Paul's not even on the charts.
Yeah.
And so you got to look at that and go, wait a minute, you know, what is the truth here? You know, whether you're a Paul or a Romney, it doesn't really matter. What really matters to me here is what's the media telling us? Are they telling us that the whole story? Are they telling us the truth? Are they slanting?
Maybe just a little bit.
You know, the thing spin equals lying. Is that what we got going here?
We need to have the truth out there. I mean, how many people know that if you wouldn't have brought that up, what is actually probably going on behind the scenes?
Right.
And what a game changer it can be or could be.
All I'm saying is tell me the truth. Quit spinning it. Quit lying to me about what's
going
on.
And if there isn't a problem, why aren't we getting the truth?
That's exactly right. So we'll have to wait and see how this plays out. I mean, I'm not saying that Romney's hasn't got the nomination. I'm just saying that the mainstream media has been in the tank for Romney from day one.
Yeah, and why is that?
That's a good question.
You know, and it's across the board with a lot of the truth stuff.
They just don't like somebody named Paul or Gingrich or Santorum.
Maybe he's a little bit of a threat
I don't know. Banking, I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
I think we're getting close to a break. I'm trying to get in sync with Bob. we got 2 minutes. We're going to have Terry and Sally from the Tea Party on in the next hour, and they're going to be talking about stuff. Tea Party
stuff. Good stuff.
We'll talk a little bit about the Sheriff Arpaio investigation that's going on the forged documents that seems to be getting no mainstream attention either.
Well, it's starting to get out there a little bit. I did see where Lou Dobbs commented on Fox Business News about it that, you know, at least that's a little bit better than what we had before.
Yeah, he's basically saying, I don't understand why nobody will even touch this story.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it makes you really wonder, folks, what's going on out there, you know? So you need to start investigating it.
Right. So, and make up your own mind. That's all we're saying is, hey, make up your own mind. If you're not going to get anything from the media, why is Sheriff Arpaio investigating this thing? It's clearly, if you look at the evidence, it's clearly that it's a computer-generated forgery that came out of the White House. It's clearly a forged Selective Service document. And nobody's produced the birth certificate yet. And I've seen several clips from Fox and CNN where they're absolutely lying about this.
That's right.
So
go someplace else besides the mainstream media and get your information. There's some good sources on the internet. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
I think we're going to go to a break.
And top of the hour news, Fox News coming up. And here on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. At the NATO summit in Chicago, President Obama calls Afghanistan an international mission.
The region and the world have a profound interest in an Afghanistan that is stable, that is secure, and that is not a source of attacks on other nations.
Dozens of protesters have been arrested already, with more anti-war and other demonstrations expected today. From world leaders to high school graduates, after the summit, President Obama goes to Joplin, Missouri, where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper's live.
With their temporary high school in a mall, seniors will don caps and gowns and head to a local university gym tonight to listen to President Obama. Tomorrow marks 1 year that an EF5 tornado touched down here. The town is still rebuilding. Not surprising to Carolyn Brewer, who wrote out a deadly Missouri tornado 55 years ago this week. Brewer says of seeing Joplin's damage,
even though I was very well prepared, even though I knew what I was going to see, it literally took my breath away and I couldn't talk. I was just... It was overwhelming.
161 people died here in Joplin last year. Chris?
An attack on American citizens and a much bigger one on local soldiers in Yemen. Here's Fox News Radio's Emily Wither.
It's one of the deadliest attacks, Chris, that the capital Sana'a has seen for years. A suicide bomber, reportedly wearing an army uniform, blew himself up during a military parade. 96 dead and at least 200 wounded. Al-Qaeda warning just days before that they were planning to target the capital. Elsewhere, three civilian contractors helping train Yemen's Coast Guard came under fire in the Red Sea port city Hodeida. Their car was attacked by militants near their hotel, Chris.
The Supreme Court rules twins born through artificial insemination after their father's death, do not get survivor social security benefits. The Capato twins were born in 2003, 18 months after their dad died of cancer. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Now's the time to hit the open road, and there's nothing like experiencing the road on a Can-Am Spyder Roadster. Two wheels in the front, one in the back, zero boundaries. For a limited time, you can own a Can-Am Roadster for as little as $199 a month. You can even take a test ride without a motorcycle license. So hurry up. Certain conditions apply. See your local Can-Am dealer for details or visit canam.brp.com. The Can-Am Spyder Roadster. It's riding reinvented.
Hi, this is Dave Lennox. Before rising temperatures take their toll on your budget, call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning about a Dave Lennox Signature Collection home comfort system. Estimates are always free. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit serviceexperts.com to repair or replace your heating and cooling system with a new energy-efficient Lennox system.
Visit serviceexperts.com/license for complete state and local license information.
A former Rutgers University student waits to find out if he's going to prison, convicted of hate crimes against a gay roommate. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live at the courthouse in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Judge Glenn Berman has denied Darun Ravi's lawyer's request in the packed courtroom here for an acquittal or a new trial. He acknowledged earlier this morning that he had many letters asking for a pardon, some addressed to President Obama, but made it clear that the president cannot issue a pardon in a state case. The prosecution wants jail time for Ravi, who faces up to 10 years for hate crimes, including bias, intimidation, and invasion of privacy. Ravi may still address the courtroom before the sentencing. Chris?
Back at work after the weekend, the jury in the John Edwards campaign finance trial in Greensboro, North Carolina, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live.
Yeah, Chris, the jury reconvened about 90 minutes ago, examining evidence the panel members asked for on Friday. From what they've requested so far, it looks like they're trying to take a very close look at the source of the money used to try to cover up John Edwards' affair with Rial Hunter. The judge instructed the jury to consider the intent of the benefactors, whether they would have helped Edwards financially if he was not running for president, or whether their money was intended to make sure that Edwards was able to remain a presidential candidate.
Three climbers are dead, two are missing on Mount Everest.
The climbers were on their way down when they likely got caught in high winds and their oxygen tanks ran out. That's according to officials in Nepal, the dead including a Canadian woman and a man from Germany in his 60s. This year the weather has been bad on Mount Everest until this weekend, and several hundred climbers tried to reach the top. But reportedly long lines meant some were still exposed there when the weather turned again. However, one Japanese climber is safely heading down and into the record books as the oldest woman to scale Everest at age 73.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin. The Dow is up 95 on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. We're back. This is Free Fire Radio. I'm not used to that. I'm used to saying Sovereign Minds.
Yep, got it right that time. So we're on a good roll now.
All right.
For the next hour.
All right, very good. I got a little missive here from, this is entitled, The Supreme Court is Working on It. This was May 9th, and it says, this is very interesting. It says, Obama's Solicitor General and recent appointment to the bench has leaked to Obama the court's vote of last Friday, 5-4, to strike down Obama's health care law. Look to see the Democrats' heavy hand in trying to get this decision changed before the June announcement. Obama may be in deep trouble with Chief Justice John Roberts, U.S. Supreme Court. This comes from Anthony G. Martin, North St. Paul News. According to sources who watch the inner workings of the federal government, a smackdown of the Obama by the U.S. Supreme Court may be inevitable. Ever since Obama assumed the office of president, critics have been hammering him on a number of constitutional issues. Critics have complained that much, if not all, of Obama's major initiatives run headlong into constitutional roadblocks on the power of the federal government. Obama certainly did not help himself in the eyes of the court when he used the venue in the State of the Union address early, was it last year, I guess, to publicly flog the court over its ruling in the First Amendment grants right to various organizations to run political ads during the time of an election. The tongue lashing clearly did not sit well with the court, as demonstrated by Justice Sam Alito, who publicly shook his head and stated under his breath that's not true, when Obama told a flat-out lie concerning the court's ruling. As it turned out, this was a watershed moment in the relationship between the executive and the judicial branch of the federal government. Obama's publicly declared war on the court, even as he blatantly continues to propose legislation that flies in the face of every known constitutional principle on which the nation has stood for over 200 years. Obama has even identified Chief Justice John Roberts as his number one enemy. That is, apart from Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, Beck, Hannity, and so on and so on. And this is no accident that one swing vote on the court, Justice Anthony Kennedy, stated recently that he has no intention of retiring until Obama is gone. Apparently, the court has had enough. The Roberts Court has signaled in a very subtle manner, of course, that it intends to address the issues which Obama's critics have been screaming to high heaven. A ruling against Obama on any one of these important issues could potentially cripple the administration. Such a thing is long overdue, in my opinion. So, first, how are we doing?
Since we have a few extra calls coming in, I thought we would get the Wells Fargo Market Minute out of the way.
Let's do that, and then I'll finish the story.
All right. This morning we have Chris Lasondak. He's going to bring us up to date on what is happening with the financial markets. He's with Wells Fargo Advisors. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the market's continuing to move higher. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 92 points at 12,462. The S&P 500 adding 13 points at 1,308, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 34 points at 2,813. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 210 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Facebook down $4.61 at $33.57, Cisco Systems up 2 cents at $16.49, Oracle up 59 cents at $26.16, and Apple's adding $15.37 at $545.52. Of local interest, PG&E up a dime at $43.53, North Valley Bank unchanged at $12.60, and Verizon down 3 cents at $41.50. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.74%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.3%. Oil's up 74 cents a barrel at $92.22, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $2.99 an ounce at $15.89.01, while silver's down 43 cents at $28.20. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
We're back. Okay, so let's finish this story out here that I was reading. And so let's see. First, there is the Obamacare, which is, violates the constitutional principle of that bars the federal government from forcing its citizens to purchase something. And no, this is not the same thing as states requiring drivers to purchase car insurance, as some of the intellectually impaired have claimed. The Constitution limits federal government, not state government, from such things. And further, not everyone has to drive. Thus, a citizen could not opt out of this thing, like they could opt out of to not drive or purchase a car and so forth. Second, sources state that the Roberts Court has quietly accepted information concerning the discrepancies in Obama's history that raise serious questions about his eligibility for the office of president. Gee, not making mainstream media. The charge goes far beyond the birth certificate issue. The information involves possible fraudulent use of a Social Security number in Connecticut while Obama was a high school student in Hawaii. No mainstream media, crickets.
Once again.
And that is only the tip of the iceberg. Third, several cases involve possible criminal activity, conflicts of interest, and pay-for-play cronyism that could potentially land many administration officials, if not Obama himself, in hot water with the court. Frankly, in the years that this writer has observed politics, nothing comes close to comparing with the rampant corruption of this administration, not even during the Nixon years. In addition, the court will eventually be forced to rule on the dreadful decision of Obama's DOJ suing the state of Arizona. And then, finally, the biggie that could potentially send the entire House of Cards tumbling is in a free fall is the latest revelation concerning the Obama holder Justice Department and its refusal to pursue the new Black Panther Party when they were caught on tape committing felonies and attempting to intimidate Caucasian white voters. Stay tuned, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, so I think we have Terry on the phone.
I think we do. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
All right,
how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, 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 good. Everything's good here in the studio.
Great. Say hi, Sal.
Hi, Sal.
She waved.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anyway, we thank you for the opportunity to talk a little bit about the Tea Party this morning. And, you know, we want to talk a little bit about what we how we started and what we've actually turned into, which is kind of neat. How, with the lack of a better term, we've evolved from rallies and seminars and protests into actually working in the community and having people in our tea parties running for elected positions.
Very good. I mean, so what you're telling me is the Tea Party's not dead?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
The Tea Party's not dead. And in fact, it's pretty interesting because, you know, we've changed so much in regards to all the different things we get involved in. And I can give you just a quick example.
Sure.
A few weeks ago, in the span of 2 days, Gary Cadd took 20 people down to the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Regional Water Management Plan to discuss that, as they're trying to have a regional government put together to, which has no teeth, to dictate where our water goes. So we were fighting that. At the same time, Sally and I were speaking the speakers at the Ukiah Tea Party, and from that, there seems to be another branch of Tea Party breaking off from that. At the same time, Elizabeth was down at the Eagle Forum with about 120 people down there talking about Agenda 21, and Aaron and Bill were on their way to the Support Rural America Sheriff's Conference that was in Modoc that had 300 people. Now, that's in the span of about 2 to 3 days, and you're talking, that's just the stuff, that doesn't even count the meeting that was going on in Shingletown where we had 20 people at the school board meeting and all the other stuff. So it really is getting involved and being active in the community and being a citizen. And actually, you know, we need to be a watchdog group as far as what's going on in our local governments as well as state and federal.
Maybe the we got to go to a break here, but maybe the powers that be wish we were dead.
They were hoping we were.
Anyway,
yeah, I think that's probably true.
We're going to go to a break, Terry. We'll be right back. In the
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Golden Living Center, Oakdale Heights, Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Riverview Chiropractic, Marquee Care Shasta, Interim Healthcare and Hospice, Reading Memorial Park. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I don't like this song. Yeah, I want to sit here and watch TV and
soak up the sun.
Soak up the sun.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, my friend the communist lives in his RV. Yeah, we don't have anything. We're poor as heck.
Anyway. Okay, we're back. Are you still there, Terry?
Yep, we're here.
Oh.
I was going to say, if people think that the Tea Party's dead, they ought to ask Dick Lugar about it.
Okay.
Okay, and what does...
Dick Lugar, yeah, who is that?
Well, Dick Lugar was the candidate. He was a six-term Republican rhino, 36 years in the Senate, and he was just replaced on the ballot this year by a Tea Party candidate.
What's a rhino? Is that an African animal?
Republican in name only.
Oh, thanks. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And he even asked the Democrats to come over across the line and vote for him. He was so, he needed help in his campaign.
And the most exciting thing about this is that that fella outspent the Tea Party candidate, quote, quote, that run by $10 million.
Wow.
And still lost.
Wow.
So a lot of times money really isn't as much as a factor as people think. It's a huge factor, but not as much as people think.
Hey,
and
yeah.
I did want
to. I was going to say, Terry,
doing at the Tea Party.
Terry, I was going to say just before you go there. You know what I think it is? I think Liberty's starting to get popular.
Yeah.
Concept.
Yeah, anyway, this Monday night, 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock, we will be showing a video on the Otero County, New Mexico Chairman of Commissioners. Now, a Chairman of Commissioners is the same thing as we have here in California as the chair of the supervisors. And this fellow's name is Ronnie Reardon, and it's just, he's an incredible man. They have an incredible county, and some of the things that they've done to fight the federal government has been fantastic. Huge victories, and, they're really understanding how to keep these guys holding true to the Constitution.
Wow, what a concept, actually following the Constitution.
Yeah, what a novel idea. Which brings me to one other thing we're going to be doing at a Tea Party, and I'm hoping that there's some candidates listening or people who have campaigns. After our main speaker or our main feature at the Tea Party, we have a room that we're going to put candidates in and also people who are running campaigns, and this will give those people, anybody who's running out there is welcome, an opportunity to talk to the people of the Tea Party and see those that are interested if they'd like to do precinct walking or they'd like to do phone calling or help with the candidates. Also, they can answer questions to the public. This is going to be a huge forum, and it's open to all the candidates. So I want to encourage candidates out there and also encourage people if they have questions right now while Sal and I are on about the Tea Party, about what we're doing, to call in.
Wow.
Yeah, they can call in at 605-4567 with their questions. That would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want to answer as many questions as we possibly can and let everybody know that we're alive and well and what our principles are that we stand on as far as the Tea Party and so forth. Because, you know, a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions, I think, about what is the Constitution, what does it say? You know, like...
That's true, and... One other thing about the Tea Party, I had an interesting question last week. I was asked by someone, well, how come we just don't get behind a candidate? Why don't we endorse a candidate? Well, the reasoning behind that is basically, let's say that Linda wants candidate A and Mark wants candidate B. And as a Tea Party, we decide, well, we're going to go with candidate B. Well, now Linda's upset because basically she really wants this person to be elected. She believes that this person's the right person. And so she just is upset and her voice really isn't being heard. And then let's say Mark's candidate ends up being a crook or ends up getting a girlfriend in Argentina. Now, everything's discredited, number one. And number two, it doesn't really give people a choice. That's why this campaign and candidate room is so important, because people could talk to the candidate of their choice, get behind that that candidate, get into their campaign, and really become part of the process. And
hey,
that's
Terry.
What the parties become.
Hold that thought, because we have to go to a break. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
In the this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, the chat room is lit up.
Yep. We're hopping here, and we're back.
Absolutely. We've got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Let's get back to Terry here, and let's talk about this room that you've got going here with the candidates and stuff. And, you know, I wanted to say, too, one of the reasons that we are, as the Tea Party, hesitant to endorse candidates is because, you know, you get all these candidates coming out, like, in the beginning of the presidential, Herman Cain, Tea Party candidate. It's Rick Santorum, Tea Party candidate. Well, guess what? Nobody endorsed them, as far as I know. They just you said they were Tea Party candidates. And I'm not saying they're bad guys or nothing, but everybody seems to want to co-opt everybody, so they act like everybody in the Tea Party supporting them, you know, I mean, so it becomes a problem, I think.
Yeah, that's really true. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, I think that the whole thing that that Sal and I have really believe is that, you know, we have a primary coming up here. In the primary, people need to vote their conscience. No matter
totally
who they vote for, they need to vote their conscience. And I know I, for one, am tired of having the Republican GOP shove different candidates down my throat. I want to be able to have the opportunity to vote what my conscience is and what my research is. And I think that's the key thing. I think a lot of people vote on emotion. You know, fear is the fear.
Yeah,
factor
fear seems
is
to
really,
be a big factor.
Incredible. I mean, in fact, if we have time, I'd like to talk a little bit about the churches on that. But yeah, the fear factor on this whole thing is ridiculous. You really have to start voting your conscience. I mean, you know, this road that we're going down now as a country is one that's pretty scary. And what we have to do is do the research, which means people really have to, as you've said, Mark, and I agree with you so much, you got to pry your butt off the couch and go and do something. I know Sal and I, and I'm sure a lot of people, I know Dick Wilkinson's heard this, Gary Cadd's heard this, Aaron's heard this, Sally's heard this, you guys have heard this. People go, thank you guys at the Tea Party for what you're doing. Well, you know, basically, it's their country, too. What are you guys doing? And I know the other, we get emails, we get letters from people, we get phone calls from people. Hey, can you guys help us? Well, you know, what we need to do is help ourselves. We need to be in a position to where we're doing research, we're getting engaged. Everybody needs to go to city council. Everybody needs to go to the board of supervisors. You need to get involved in your school board. And one last thing very quickly on that. Sally and I were invited with Aaron to speak at the Siskiyou Tea Party two-year event, birthday. And so we went up there and we spoke, and it was interesting because out of that Tea Party, people that have been going there, and this is a very liberal county, two men there were running for city council. One guy was running for the county board of supervisors and one guy for the school board. Now, how cool is that?
That's very nice.
People who understand the Constitution are running in their local governments.
And that's what it's going
to
take.
Our country, we have to start locally first. And I want to encourage you people, especially you business people. I mean, come into the Tea Party, take a look. You have the opportunity to talk to different officials who are either elected or people who are campaigning. And believe me, those people do show up at our meetings. And you have the opportunity now to go into a room and say, hey, what's up with this? What's going on with that? And you know what? I like what you're saying. I'm going to get behind you. What can I do to help? Get engaged in the system. I mean, enough is enough, folks. This country is all of ours, not just a few people who are out doing all the work.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to just the redistribution is called stealing.
Okay, and with that, we're going to go to a break because they're going to cut us off. KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. At the NATO summit in Chicago, President Obama calls Afghanistan an international mission.
Today we can agree on NATO's long-term relationship with Afghanistan beyond 2014, including our support of Afghan security forces.
President Obama heads to Joplin, Missouri next.
161 people died when a tornado with wind over 200 miles per hour ripped through this town. There are still bare patches of land where houses once stood. President Obama is expected to talk about the losses and the city's recovery when he appears at Joplin High School's graduation ceremony tonight, one day before the one-year anniversary.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. The Catholic Archdiocese of New York has filed a federal lawsuit against a Health and Human Services mandate regarding employer-sponsored health insurance, it says goes against church teachings on contraception. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Before we get back to our guest host, we're going to take a look at the weather here. Partly sunny today, a high near 84, partly cloudy tonight, low around 56. Mostly sunny for your Tuesday, a high near 80, currently 70 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards out there on Highway 44 at Inwood. Check them out. Pizza on Thursdays and always great food and excellent ambiance. Anselmo Vineyards. And now back to Mark Kent, our guest host.
We're back. We're talking to Terry of the Tea Party. Terry and Sally, Riley Sally, just in case you guys don't know who Sally is. We're back and we're talking all things Tea Party and, you know, we're trying to get this mess cleaned up and cleared up, and this is going to be a long haul. So,
yeah,
it's just the beginning.
Trying to get people out of their comfort zone. And, you know, when you stop and think about that, I mean, Linda, you're a great example of that. When I first met you, you were very shy. You never wanted to speak. And now look at you. You're on the radio.
Well, thank you.
And not only that, but just for you folks out there, that little lady is, she really is the backbone of the Tea Party. If you need something done, you just get Linda and Linda, Mark's wife, also to do it. And then they get the job done. It's amazing.
And then throw Rally Sally in there and you're in trouble.
Pardon me?
And then you throw Rally Sally in there and you're all in trouble.
Yeah. Well, Rally Sally, you know, everybody knows about Rally Sally. And the thing is that getting out of the comfort zone is really important. And I think that having our own media, you know, you look at what's happened with the Opio investigation. You look at, you know, whether you're for Ron Paul or not. I mean, you know, here this guy gets 6,000 people in Chico, and mostly young people. It's funny because when we go in and we go someplace to eat or something, and maybe we still have a Tea Party shirt on or something, it's usually the young people that come up and want to talk to us, oddly enough, about Ron Paul. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not standing here endorsing or advocating. It's just interesting. And again, if you do your research, the truth about the media really giving Ron Paul the shaft is pretty amazing. A guy who's pulling in 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people when he speaks. And, you know, a good example, we had a fellow running for Congress the other day who stood out there in a press conference, and he had four people. You know, along with seven people from the press.
I think that's my biggest gripe about this whole Ron Paul thing is that they have been skewing the coverage from day one. I mean, you know, if they had given Ron Paul the same coverage as they've given the rest of the candidates, I believe that he would be winning by a landslide right now. The biggest fear is people say he can't win. It doesn't matter that he's for the Constitution and all these other things, but when you got a media, and you got to ask yourself a question, why is the media blacking out certain things? Yeah. Whether it's the Arpaio investigation, whether it's the Ron Paul candidacy, why are they blacking these particular issues out, and what do they have to gain from it?
Well, that's true, and that's why we need our own media, and like your program, Sovereign Minds, what Carl does every day on the radio, what Aaron and Elizabeth do on We the People, and forums like this, that's why we need this stuff. We need to create our own media because the mainstream media doesn't get anything out. A good example of that is the Support Rural America Sheriff Symposium that we had this weekend. I didn't see anything really written on that, yet you have, you know, over 200 people in a church in Weaverville that the sheriffs are saying, hey, you guys, we're going to protect you from federal overreach when they try to take our land, when they try to take our water, when we're here to defend your rights.
Hey, Terry.
Not a peep out of the press. And I know the first one we did that was in this venue was done in Yreka, and we had over 1,100 people.
Terry, hold on.
We expected 400, we got 550 people.
Terry,
we did one in
Murdoch
County.
Terry, hold on for a second. We've got Lydia on the line, and I wanted to bring her in real quick because I think she's got some...
Okay, Terry, hold on.
Terry, are you...
We've got another caller on the line. We want to bring in Lydia on this conversation, too.
Yes.
Lydia, are you there?
Okay,
are you there, Lydia?
I am here.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I was hoping that you would touch on the Sheriff Joe Arpaio case because I have a DVD, and it's by Sheriff Joe Arpaio and his cold case posse. And, I mean, it really brings a lot of things to light. It also mentions about the birth certificate that was given to them by President Obama, and it is a forgery. And what I'd like to know is where can we purchase these DVDs? I think it's important that all Americans should view it and make their own decision and have their own opinion, but I don't know where we can obtain more. And for people who don't have the facilities for the on the computer so that they can download something, can you tell me where we can purchase more of these?
Absolutely. In fact, that's why I kind of wanted to get you in here, and then I hate to interrupt Terry, but he can answer that question, and I was trying to put you two together here.
Are you there, Terry?
I'm here, and
okay.
Where you can get the DVDs is you can get them at the Reading Tea Party. Okay, you can get them there every Monday night. We have them. We made these DVDs with the blessing of Sheriff Joe. And basically what this is, I know a lot of people are, you know, and even some people in law enforcement think, well, these guys are getting off in the weeds, you know, the birthers, blah, 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 blah. This is simply a DVD that shows Sheriff Joe Arpaio and the group of gentlemen that are helping him with this investigation doing a press conference. The clicking of cameras, the amount of press in there is unbelievable. You know there has to be at least 50 or 60 people in this room that are all press, yet no one has seen anything on Fox. So we simply have the March 31st press conference on the evidence that Sheriff Joe and his group has put together. We have that whole thing on video. There's nothing off on the weeds about this. There's nothing weird about this. It is simply the press conference. And to their conclusion, they believe that a crime has been committed.
Terry, we're going to have to go to a break because they're going to cut us off. So just hold that thought. We'll get back to it on the other side of this break. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage of my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks from the Newlywed Game, and I really hope to see you at America's greatest game shows.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show, Swipe to Win, for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Bob Eubanks on Thursday, May 31st.
Here's how you can be part of the excitement.
May 3rd through May 30th, Swipe to Win, Play to Win, Stay to Win, plus play bingo, slots, table games, and poker for yet another chance to win show tickets. At America's Greatest Game Shows, everyone wins, but you have to play at Wind River Casino to be a part of our live audience. Over $20,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes, plus your chance at $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show on Thursday, May 31st at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's greatest game shows.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. For details on America's greatest game shows, log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smile. But I call you stormy today.
This portion of Free Fire Radio, brought to you by our friends at R&B Sharpening. 6915 East Side Road in Reading. Bob and Judy will take good care of everything that has an edge. They started out as a small home-type business. The very backbone of America. That's R&B Sharpening. Give them a call at 365-1479. Now, back to Free Fire Radio.
And we're back. Our caller's still there.
You bet.
Lydia, could you speak up a little bit? It's a little hard to hear you when we got both callers on the line. So can you speak up for us?
I had one more question I wanted to ask Terry. Now, does this DVD also appear on the Reading Tea Party archives? I mean, can people download it from the archives?
Terry,
yeah,
are you there?
I'm having a hard time hearing Lydia.
I ask if you can download this on the Tea Party archives.
You can download it at constitutionalsheriffs.com.
Oh, great.
So you download it at constitutionalsheriffs.com. And the one last comment I wanted to make on the press conference is Sheriff Opio does not, he does not accuse anybody, any individual of a crime. He simply shows that the documents that he has investigated are not valid and that they appear to be, in his professional opinion and his very professional staff, forgeries. So he isn't pointing the finger and saying basically someone is guilty, this is the perpetrator, this is what's going on here. And that's why I think this whole thing is really interesting, Lydia, because what it does do is it gives you all the facts. And that's really what we have to base things upon. Again, you know, some people have made comments, about different things, about even this video and everything else without watching it. Again, you know, if you want the facts on something, watch the facts. I mean, good heavens, it's a press conference.
Yeah,
it's
I believe originally, Sheriff Opio actually took on the case not to prove that it was bad or forgery. He wanted to clear the president or anybody else that was involved in this. Is why he originally took on the case, and then and the more he dug into it, the more he found out, hey, there's something not quite right here, and then that's when the cold case posse started to get involved in digging deeper into the documents and the information.
Okay,
yeah, that's 100% right. And we talked to the gentleman from the surprise tea party in Arizona who went with some other citizens to Sheriff Arpaio to say, hey, we believe that there's a possibility of a crime being committed here.
Yes.
Sheriff, could you look into it? Well, if you have citizens, no matter who you are as far as a sheriff, and they have evidence that they're bringing you that a crime's been committed, you know, it's sort of your obligation to look into it, isn't it, as a sheriff? So,
well,
you know,
they did take an oath.
And Linda's 1,000,000% right. The sheriff was, you know, out trying to basically show that there was no one at fault here, and here, hey, the more he kept looking, the worse and worse it got.
Yeah, he was hoping there was nothing behind it when they brought it to him.
Yep.
And then when he started digging, he was like, uh-oh. There's
yep.
trouble in Denmark. So we need to investigate this and get this out to the people, because he knew his constitutional oath that he took, that he had to stand by the people, like you say, Terry.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to me that people can draw conclusions, too, without even looking at anything. And again, you know, it really is the kind of, I guess, the underlying current behind a lot of this, behind is fear. You know, people are afraid Obama's going to get elected, so we're going to vote for this guy. People are afraid that you know, there's going to be something happening to them. They're afraid to look at the truth. They're afraid of this. They're afraid of that. And I think the thing is just we need to kind of get over the fear. I mean, people have to start realizing that this is our country at risk. And every day, you know, we have a situation where we are inundated with just one more thing. 10 more things, all these different things that are hitting us, these ridiculous laws, this situation with these poor ranchers and farmers, and now a regional government trying to put together a plan to comply with money with Proposition 84 so that otherwise we don't get grant money. Well, one other thing, too, and that's with state and federal money. When you get grant money, strings are attached. People don't give
Always.
Money just to give money. And the money is taxpayer money. It's not free money.
Oh, it's not? It doesn't come out of the stash anywhere?
Yeah, it comes out of the stash. I forgot. Oh, man.
Can I put in my 2 cents worth
sure.
one more time?
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, well, I just wanted to clarify this. Now, you say we can get this DVD from our Tea Party, and I believe it only costs a dollar. Is that correct?
It's a donation of a dollar.
$1. And, you know, we did that on purpose because we want to make sure everybody can get them. And not only that, there is no copyright on it, so if you want to copy them, you can copy them. Feel free to.
But yeah, we would love you to spread
to get
it.
Information, I mean, that's how vital this is, to just get the information out to people. And this is basically on anything. It's just like why we're doing the campaign room. We want to get information out to people. We want people to become educated on what's going on and educated on the facts. And,
we want people get involved.
I can't stress enough how important candidates coming and people coming from everywhere in Reading and surrounding areas to Monday night to come and talk to the candidates to get behind these people. We're creating a forum for them. And this is something that's very, very important. If you want to be involved in the election process rather than complaining about it or doing nothing about it, come and talk to these candidates. That's what we need to start doing. And, Lydia, thank you so much for bringing that up about the Sheriff Arpaio thing. You're awesome.
Okay.
And, you know,
$1 guys, Terry?
For the DVDs.
Terry?
You can also download.
We're going to get cut off, Terry. I'm sorry, but he's going to cut us off.
Okay.
Because we have
thank
to go to a break. It happens.
You
thank you, Lydia, for calling in, and
okay.
I hope we answered your questions.
All
this
right,
is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already Reading against special interest by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Reading. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweep. Do you prefer hiring experts but still need to watch your money? Call Flu Season and ask about our off-season rates and guaranteed no price increase for up to 3 years. We are certified technicians servicing wood, gas, and pellet-burning heating appliances, dryer vents, and we service, repair, and install evaporative coolers. Our experience is tested. Why settle for less? Call Flu Season today, the Chimney Professionals. Free advice at 221-3331. 221-3331.
Well, I won't back down.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out in Palisadro. Give them a call, 365-3793. A proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Shasta Gas Propane.
And we're back. Are you still there, Terry?
I'm here. You know, it's interesting. Yesterday on Fox News, and I'm sure a lot of people are probably already aware of this, I turned it on, which I rarely do, but I turned it on for a few minutes, and they were showing, I guess there was a prisoner in Texas that ran against Obama in the primary, and he got 40% of the vote.
Yeah, I think anybody can beat Obama at this point. It's just the question is, in the primaries, who do we want to send? See, I don't think people understand some of the things about the primary. The primary is who the Republicans are going to send to go for Obama, so or to run against Obama. So you want to send the guy that most reflects your values to run against Obama. It's the choice right now is between Romney and Paul in the primary. If you vote Paul, you are not, and Romney still wins, you haven't lost anything here, but you have a chance to really gain something. That's what is kind of,
yeah,
I don't think it's understood.
And that's so true. I mean, you know, the primary, number one, it's a primary. Number two, as many people have stated, by the time he gets around to California, which normally swings Democrat anyway, what's the difference? You can send a vote. That's why, you know, it's very important that people vote their conscience. But, you know, there's different kinds of people, and some people, no matter what you tell them, no matter what you say, no matter how much logic you give them, are just narrowly focused. They just are myopically focused on whatever it is they're focused on. And, you know, it's the old adage of a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
Right.
And that basically is something where people have to look into the facts. I know when people ask me questions about candidates, you know, I basically answer with what I know as far as what's factually. what the facts are, not a situation where I'm talking about my emotion or, oh my gosh, anybody but Obama, those kinds of things. I think that we have to be looking at the candidates and really, you know, everybody just needs to grow up and take some responsibility, actually.
Yeah, it's like I got somebody on the chat room that says that the difference between Obama and Romney is that Obama has a radical religious belief system and truly despises this country and everything it stands for. But the policies have been the same as George Bush's. That's what I don't seem to understand. You think the policies are going to change? They're not any more radical than George Bush's, quite frankly. They're just more accelerated. So if Romney's policies are the same as Obama's policies, which are completely different than Paul's policies, Paul's saying follow the Constitution. These other guys are saying we need more government. I don't understand the difference. And Paul's the only one that is a Christian. He's the only one that is a veteran. He's the only one that gets most of his money from the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines.
And he's been sending the same message for, what, over 30 years?
More than that. So I just don't understand the logic here. I guess I must be missing something.
Well, I think the whole thing is that if you're going to vote for one pretense, then you're going to vote for one pretense. I mean, there are people who wouldn't vote for a candidate maybe because they didn't like the way he looks. They don't like the way he talks. I mean, you're going to have that all the time. The whole thing is whoever that is and you know, basically start looking at the facts and the different candidates and then vote your conscience.
Right.
I mean, that's what's going to do it. All this other rhetoric and all this other minutia is a waste of time.
I agree.
People have to stop wasting time. We don't have much time left. And as you so accurately put it, I mean, folks, we've got a financial crisis that's looming and hanging over our heads. We do have a situation where things are going to get tough. You know,
who's going to be the best?
People know it.
And who's going to be the best guy to handle it?
You have to become engaged. You've got to start asking. I mean, what's the difference? The point is, I think that if we stay to three clear things: fiscal responsibility, limited government, and following the Constitution.
I think
that's a good
point.
Those three things, we're going to always be able to make sound judgments.
I agree, and that's the thing. I mean, if we look at those three tenets, those are following the Constitution, and which candidate closely most reflects that is the guy who we should be voting for. So, anyway, we got 30 seconds here. We're running out of time.
We just want to say thank you to Carl and Linda for allowing us to be on the show for 2 hours today. It's greatly appreciated.
And if nothing else, we stirred up in hornet's nest out there.
And we'll see y'all on Saturday, too, on Sovereign Minds.
And thank you very much for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A coordinated Catholic challenge to a White House policy on contraception coverage. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
The Archdiocese of New York and the University of Notre Dame, part of a filing of 12 different lawsuits challenging the Obama administration's health care mandate. Specifically, the religious organizations object to providing or facilitating health insurance covering contraceptives. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, saying fundamental rights hang in the balance. The administration has said the contraceptive mandate strikes a balance between religious freedom and access to women's health. The Supreme Court did not consider religious objections during arguments on the Affordable Care Act. Chris.
President Obama says Afghanistan is on track to take charge of its security next year. Reporting live from day two of the NATO summit in Chicago, Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz.
With U.S. and other international combat troops leaving Afghanistan by the end of 2014, the question for the coalition now is what's next?
Today.